It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right, Pat, just a couple things on the agenda, so a quickie meeting, right?
Or no? We moved this meeting around to specifically handle the rink, the rink did take up the majority of the time. A lot of public interest, which is appropriate, but short number, long regular size meeting.
All right.
But we talked about the rink replacement at Eugene Marlott Park. This is again a preliminary application with a municipal improvement to replace that facility and do improvements to the park. It's been back before the commission. The first time it was in August, so this is the second time we've heard the preliminary. There was not a laundry list, but just a number of areas that the commission and the public had wanted the Department of Public Works and Parks and Rec to answer regarding the design and the chosen shape of the rink, the location, other locations considered, comparable facilities. And a lot of that was provided before the meeting, and we talked about it. There was still some question about how comparable this is to other municipal operated rinks, indoor rinks in the area. There was also a healthy discussion about is this the best location in town for it. Again, going through and asking what the analysis was for choosing the site and choosing the flip, as they called it, you know, moving the rink to the north of the current rink facility to build it, and then tearing down the old rink after and replacing that with a new baseball field, or replacing, I should say, with the Straza baseball field. Commission at the end closed the hearing. It was statutorily we needed to do something with it last night, and they are going to decide on the item on the 19th. So no decision made, but a long discussion. A lot of input from both sides. So it was a very productive night, but again, long night.
What was the feeling from commissioners that the committee, the ice rink committee, answered the questions appropriately?
I think in the majority sense, yes. I think there may be some tweaks. There were some ideas about what the next phases would look like and what material the commission would be looking for to supplement the record. So that was talked about a little bit. Overarching, I'll just say, as a group, the commission was very keen to not make this a rink replacement in the park, but a park improvement plan. And I think there's a lot of things there that support that idea that this is a park improvement, albeit it is a relocation of facilities in the park. That's been what's weighing on the commission through this process. Is, you know, it can't be for one purpose, right? It can't be for one purpose to the detriment of others. It has to balance everything. So that is what the Planning and Zoning Commission does. So, they took it seriously, and they're going to put some suggestions in, obviously, for the next phase when that comes back.
All right, great. You had another biggie before you last night as well, right?
Yeah. So Mason Street Partners is an 830G application that was denied in it was closed in August, denied in September of this year. Per the state statutes, the applicant has a right to extend and refile for essentially another opportunity to address issues that were raised. This is that beginning of that process. It's a 65-day window they have to try to address the points that were made in the discussion. The application has changed slightly. It is less units. It is all for sale. This distribution of below market units is equal between both sides of the project. There's one building on the west side, one building on the east side of Mason Street. Applicant had a laundry list of items regarding environmental remediation, drainage, traffic, zoning compliance, because this is a mixed-use building as well, and commercial or non-residential components are not subject to the affordable housing statutes. So it has to meet our zoning, or it needs to be something else. And that question was not answered in the last go-around. Applicant was working to do that with this resubmission. You know, again, it is a large building. Traffic, although maybe not a true health and safety concern, is still a concern from the operation of the downtown. The applicant is looking to improve the intersection on Bruce Park and Mason Street to help with that and do that work, as DPW has suggested, if plans were to go forward. There's still some outstanding issues about understanding how the buildings are going to align and zoning conformance. And then there's also the discussion about affordable housing. So that was all, took up the majority, the other half of the meeting last night. And again, the commission did not make a decision. They were waiting for more materials to address all outstanding issues, and the applicant will be coming back with that at another date.
All right. And then finally, you had a pre-application.
Yes, pre-application for the Field Club. They're looking to install a padel, which is spelled P-A-D-E-L. It is another racquetball sport, not similar to pickleball. I believe it's a stringed racket with a ball that is more similar to like squash, but it's in a cage or a walled-in with the court system that, you know, you're allowed to play the wall off the ball and you're facing each other over a net. So it's popular in Europe. It's been popular in Europe, and now it's come here. And this is, I don't know if it's the first one in town, but it's definitely, it's definitely the first one for the Field Club. So let's put it that way. So again, there's some reorganization of courts and pathways and things at the Field Club that are needed, and therefore site planners required. And the applicant is presenting this before they come back with a final site plan. So generally noise, lights, you know, just making sure that this is not going to be a nuisance for the neighborhood. For those of you who play pickleball or know somebody who plays pickleball, the pickleball has been sort of notorious for being a loud activity, not from the players, but from the sounds of the ball, because just the materials, it's a different sound than the tennis ball. So padel is apparently not that. So, but again, the concern is still there. So, and that was basically the end of our meeting.
All right. Now, you've scheduled another meeting for next week, right, the 19th?
Correct. Yes. And so we're going to talk about One American Lane. That's the project in the northwest corner of town. 198-unit redevelopment for the American Can, formerly American Can, headquarters. Nine Glenville Road, another housing project under local regulations, though not under 830G, is back for discussion and final decision. 5 Western Junior Highway is a veterinary clinic a specialized veterinary surgical outfit that's looking to go into that facility at the corner of Western Junior and West. And then 257 Sound Beach Ave. This is a rear lot on Sound Beach Avenue that's been purchased, and they're looking to convert the house there into a commercial or mixed-use building. Those will be on the next meeting.
All right, Pat. Well, thank you for winnowing down 6 hours of meeting into about 8 minutes. Appreciate your time this morning, as always. We'll talk next week. Be well.
Yes, Take care. Thank you. Bye, Tony.
That's Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joining us this morning after last night's P&Z meeting.